really got any announcements today, just warm welcomes to our children who are here for Muddy Church. There won't be much mud, but lots of lots of fun, I'm sure. A very warm welcome to Judy and to Tom, who are visiting us today. It's lovely to see them. And we welcome the Reverend Frank to take our service.
We come to worship, still in the Easter season, the fourth Sunday after Easter. And we start with a great hymn of praise, 319, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. Triumphant, ever reigning, Saviour, Master, King, Lord of heaven, our life sustaining, hear us as we sing. Yours the glory and the crown, the high renown, the eternal. Truth revealing, Son of Man on earth, power and majesty concealing by your humble birth. Both the glory and the crown, sinners justified. Yours the glory and the crown, the high renown, the eternal name. Peaceful King and throne forever, high in heaven above. Sin and hell shall never sever, stifle hymns of love. Yours the glory and the crown, the high return. Shall our hearts and voices through the ageless long, ceaselessly upon you, yours the glory of we offer our prayers of adoration and confession. Let us pray. Father God, we bless you that we can come into your presence with such lovely words of praise upon our lips. Words which remind us of your presence with us, of your glory, power, holiness and love. Words which take us to the nerve center of worship. Help us to realize that what we do in this time of worship together is no routine act, not just something that we've engaged in many times before. Rather, it is encounter with you, the living God. And so as we offer our praise, we come to seek your forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, that we often come to worship without preparing ourselves for what we're going to do. Forgive us that we sometimes come with little sense of expectation. Speak to us in these moments as we sing great hymns of praise and faith, as we commune with you in prayer, as we reflect on your word of Scripture, relating it to our experience of discipleship today. And so, as your forgiven people, Father, we offer you our thanksgiving. Thank you for all the joy of the weeks of the Easter season, which takes us to the heart of our faith. We bless you for the forgiveness that your Son won for us and for all who turn to him. We bless you that death could not contain him and that he lives forevermore and promises to all who trust in him a share in his resurrection victory. Lord, accept this offering of worship and send us out renewed, strengthened, and rejoicing to be your people in the world. And grant that we may be worthy of our calling through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I think we have some young people towards the back. And anyway, I've got a story that I think we all might like, however young or however old we are. Like the best stories, it's a true story. It's about a lad called Philip. Philip was 8 years old, and he was born with something that we call Down syndrome. This means that he was a little bit different. He could do some of the things that you can do, but he couldn't do all of the things that you do. One of the things that Philip did enjoy doing was going to Sunday school in his local church. He was 8, and most of the other children in his class were the same age. And they didn't quite know what to make of Philip, because he wasn't quite like them. There were differences. And perhaps because they were only children, they didn't know how to deal with those differences. Philip's Sunday school teacher noticed, of course, the difference, and he tried to include Philip in all the ways that he could. And one Sunday, just after Easter, it was a lovely sunny day, like today, and he thought, well, we must do something outside this week. And so he brought with him some boxes of Easter eggs. Well, they had been Easter eggs, but they were empty boxes. And he gave each of them an Easter egg box. And he said, what I want you to do is to go outside and find something which speaks to you of new life, of Easter. They thought that was a good thing to do, and they ran around outside quite excitedly, and they found things to put in their boxes. And then they came back and placed them on the table, and the teacher opened them one by one. The first had some lovely spring flowers in. Well, of course, that was all about new life, wasn't it? The other had a butterfly in. That's new life, though. How they managed to catch the butterfly, I don't quite know. It was quite clever to catch it and put it in the box. I hope they let it go again after they had finished so that it could get on with its life. One boy put a bit of rock in, and the teacher said, well, how does this speak of new life, of Easter? He said, well, Easter makes a big difference. And he said, I wanted to be different so that I could illustrate the difference that Easter makes. And so the teacher went on opening all of the 10 boxes until he came to the last one. And it was empty. And the boys and girls didn't know what to make of it. Who's done that? Who's come back with an empty box? We were told to go and find something that spoke to us of Easter and new life. And then Philip tugged at his teacher's arm, and he said, please, it was my box. And they said to him, you've got it wrong again, Philip. Why did you do it? Why didn't you put something in the box? And Philip said, I didn't do it because the tomb was empty, because Jesus was alive. Well, after that, a miracle happened. Those boys and girls that didn't sort of know how to treat Philip because he was a bit different to them suddenly realized that he wasn't quite as they thought he was, that he got a lot to offer. And after that, he was thoroughly included in the class, and he was one of the special members, and they all became good friends together. And that's a good story, I think, about Easter and new life. Now, I'm told that you like singing My Light.